Good morning and Jai Bhagwan. Jai Bhagwan, please sit in prayer position for opening meditation. Allow your body to relax, your breath to be steady, your mind at ease. Please join me in giving thanks to the teachers of this lineage, Dadaji and Bapaji, for sharing what they have been given with us. We will continue with the prayer of intention. Please join in. Asa to Sata Gamaya Tamaso together sharing Amrit Yoga, help lead us from the unreal to the real, from darkness to light, from time-bound consciousness to the timeless state of being. This is the prayer of intention that Gurudev has chosen for our time together. He wishes us to share this yoga with everyone. As we move into our asana practice today, I will be offering options, variations, so that you as teachers can share this yoga with everyone who shows up to your class. You may have a class where there is a variety of people, teenagers and older folks all together. You may have people recovering from accidents, operations, all sorts of variations may show up into your class. The script is applicable to everybody. As we move through our practice, I will show you variations, ways to modify. And as this is recorded, you can refer to it as your teaching time progresses. Please imagine now that you are in a class with a variation of people, not just yoga teachers. There may be a 14-year-old next to you. There may be an 80-year-old sitting in the back hiding. All of the asanas are applicable to everybody. We want to make everybody comfortable, everybody to feel at ease, to feel that peace that yoga offers. You can do that. As we move through the practice, It will be as if you are in a yoga class. Afterwards, perhaps before Gurudev speaks or maybe lunchtime, if you have any questions, any observations, any concerns, please come and see me and we can talk then. I also have an email address. You always feel free to contact me if you have any questions. All that being said now, welcome to yoga. Please sit in a comfortable position for your body today. If you are feeling any discomfort, allow yourself to feel free to move your legs, to sit at ease with the body you have brought to yoga today. Allow your eyes to close so your attention can begin to move inside to you, the reason you came to yoga class today. Check to make sure you are not holding any tension, releasing stomach, letting the shoulders relax, lift the chest, open the heart center. Allow your chin to be parallel to the floor so the throat center is not closed off. And now bring awareness to your face. Relaxing your mouth and jaw, you may want to yawn. That's a wonderful way to release tension in the jaw muscles. Or you can just open and close your mouth a little bit. Bring awareness to your cheeks, to the muscles around your ears. And now move into your eyes. Go all the way back. There are 22 sets of muscles just in your eyes. Allow your attention to come forward and out, moving to your temples, to your forehead, and now to the top of your head. Straighten the spine, lift the chest, and allow your awareness to move in more deeply. As you begin to notice the rhythm of your breathing, stay focused on you. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. You came for you. Eyes are closed. As you find your next inhalation, allow this natural flow of energy into your body to move in to where it needs to go. Do not force. Hold for a moment. And wherever the breath has stopped, allow a full exhalation from this place in your body. And again, when you are ready, allow a natural inhalation. Do not force. Notice where the breath stops. Hold for a moment. And when you are ready, allow a full, gentle, long release of what needs to go. Continue for one more breath in this manner. And then rest your attention at the place between the eyebrows, home of the mind. Set your intention, make an agreement with your mind to get every benefit you can from this yoga practice you have chosen to attend. Notice the stillness, perhaps a bit more than when you started, and allow a portion of that to come with you as you gently open your eyes and bring your body up to a standing position on your mat. Move consciously. Notice how the body is moving up. Allow your feet to be separated slightly as we move into a standing breath and warm-up practice. This consists of a three-part inhalation and a forceful exhalation out the mouth. Before we begin, place your hands on your hips, and move them down so that your palms are at the front of your body, palms by the belly. Hands are at the front of the body, palms are at the belly. Turn your hands so your little fingers are nearest to your body. For most of us, this is the width of our hips. This is where your hip joints are. Allow your feet to be about that distance apart so that your hip joints, your knees, and your ankles are in a straight line supporting each other, toes straight ahead. And now release your arms to your arms to the sides of your body. This practice consists of three inhalations and a forceful exhalation. As you exhale forcibly, if you have back issues, you should not come forward and down. Just release the arms by bending the knees. Ready? Follow my rhythm, please. Notice your breath. And as you find an inhalation, breathe in one-third of the way and lift your arms in front of you, palms facing each other. Continue that breath, filling the lungs about two-thirds of the way as you separate your arms. And now fill your lungs fully as you bring your arms overhead. Open the mouth. Exhale fully, releasing the hands. And now come back up. Breathe in one-third. The arms are in front of you, palms facing. Two-thirds. The chest is open. Fill the lungs as you bring the arms overhead. Exhale fully as you swing the arms, bending the knees. Come back up one-third. Two-thirds. Fill the lungs. Exhale fully. One-third. Arms in front. Two-thirds. Fill the lungs. Exhale fully. One-third. Just one-third. Just one-third. Stay attentive. Don't go on automatic. Two-thirds. Fill the lungs. Exhale fully. One-third. Two-thirds. Fill the lungs. Exhale. One-third. Two-thirds. Fill the lungs. Exhale fully. Last one. One-third. Two-thirds. Fill the lungs. Exhale fully. Come back up to a comfortable standing position. Close your eyes. Notice the rhythm of your breathing. Do not adjust the breath. Just follow it as it moves in and out. Let the energy settle. Be at ease. Rest at the eyebrow center, evenness of mind, peace. Good. We will continue with one more series. As before, stand tall, press down into both feet, extend up and out the crown of your head. Inhale, one-third. Two-thirds, fill the lungs, exhale fully. One-third, two-thirds, fill the lungs, exhale. 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 Now continue on your own for two more rounds. You may go faster or slower if you wish. When you come to completion, allow the arms to rest at your sides. Again, notice the rhythm of your breathing. Follow this breath in. Notice where it stops. Pause for a moment. Exhale, release. One more breath in this manner. And then rest back at the eyebrow center. Evenness of mind. Wonderful. Gently allowing your eyes to open, please move to the front of your mat. We will continue warming up with sun salutation. Allow your feet to come together as close as possible, big toes touching if you can. We will move through the first round slowly, paying attention to all the alignments. I will show modifications if something we do is not right for your body today. Press down into both feet. Extend up and out the crown of your head. Shoulders back and down, chin parallel to the floor. As you find an inhalation, bring your hands in front of your chest. Look at your fingertips. Relax the shoulders. On this next inhalation, keep gazing at your fingertips as you slowly allow the arms, the hands to come up overhead. If this is causing difficulty with the back of your neck, if you're feeling any discomfort there, just lift your eyes to look at the hands. Look up. Engage your buttock and inner thigh muscles. Inhale. And as you find an exhalation, release the hands back down, continuing to exhale as you bend the knees, folding the torso forward, the hips come back. Bend your knees enough so your chest is resting on your thighs. Place your thumbs by your little toes on the mat. Relax your head. Wonderful. On your next inhalation, step back. Right foot, you're up on the right toes, press the right heel back. If this is causing discomfort in your right knee, bring the knee down to the mat. Look up, this is lunge position. Press down into the front foot, the front knee is over the ankle, check your alignments. And now, step back, left foot, you're up on all your toes, the back is flat. You are in plank position. Again, if this is causing strain, come down on both knees. And now everybody bring both knees down to the mat. Allow your hips to come up into the air. Take note of the place between your thumbs. Look at the place between your thumbs. Bring your chest to that place between the thumbs. Bending the elbows, keep them in towards your body. And now press into your palms, come forward. Don't let the chest touch the mat. And up. Wonderful. You are in upward dog. You're on your toes. Good. Press into the palms now. Lift the hips, coming up into downward dog. Press back into the back heels. Press down into the palms. Feel those two lines of energy. Lift the hips up. Good. And now step forward as you inhale, left, right foot. Bring the right foot up next to the thumb. Press back into the back heel. You're in lunge on the other side. As before, drop the knee if you need to, the back knee. Check to make sure that your knee and your ankle are in a straight line. Press the back heel back. And now press off the back foot. Both feet are together. Palms are together. Good. Keep the knees bent. If you are supporting your lower back, you may wish to place your palms on your thighs. Palms together on your next inhalation or on your thighs. Inhale slowly up until your hands are in front of your chest and then pause there. Relax the shoulders. This is one round of sun salutation. We will do the second and final round, coordinating with breath, one breath for each movement. We'll be moving through more quickly. If you need more time, take your time, catch up with us. Ready? Press down into your feet, extend up and out the crown of your head. Remember, skillful action for your body. Look at the fingertips. Inhale. As you lift the arms up and up and up overhead, you're looking at the fingertips. Exhale, hips coming forward. Exhale as you bring the hands down, bending the knees, placing the thumbs, relax the neck and head. Inhale, step back, left foot. Wonderful. You're in lunge position. Exhale, step back, right foot. Come down on that exhalation. Knees, chest between the thumbs. Coming forward and up. Inhaling up. Good. Exhale, press into the palms. Come up. Wonderful. Inhale, step forward, left foot. Bring the left little toe next to the thumbs. Exhale, step off the back foot. Bring both foot forward. Press the palms together. Inhale, up and up and up overhead. Look at the fingertips. Keep the arms by the ears to protect the neck. And now release the hands back down in front of your chest. Let the arms rest at your sides. Feel the effect of this all-over body stretch. Scan your body. Search for sensation. Let the arms rest at your sides so the shoulders get to rest. Notice the rhythm of your breathing. Focus at the place between the eyebrows and be still. There's nothing to do. Gently allowing your eyes to open, please bring your feet together. We will move next through mountain pose into the half moon. Allow your big toes to touch. Press down into your feet. Extend up and out the crown of your head. As you find an inhalation, bring your hands back into prayer position in front of your chest. And now allow the fingers to be clasped, crossing the thumbs, pointing the index fingers. As you find an inhalation, make a straight line up the center of the body. Keep your gaze straight ahead this time. Arms up overhead. This is mountain pose. Check to make sure your shoulders are relaxed. Tailbone is dropped. Lower ribs dropped. Wonderful. Good. And now follow an inhalation up through the body. Feel the chest lifting, the torso opening. And as you exhale, allow your left hip to come out to the left as you arch to your right. Press down into the left foot. Hips and shoulders square, both arms by both ears. Wonderful. On your next inhalation, if you're ready to come up, inhale back up to center. Relax the shoulders. You can stay longer if you wish. And again, inhale, lift up through the body. As you exhale, go the other way. Hips coming to the right. Right hip coming out to the right. Press down into the right foot. Energy extending up the right side of the body. Wonderful. Hips and shoulders square. Both arms by both ears. Watch that bottom arm. Gravity is going to pull it down. On your next inhalation, bring your body back up. Wonderful. And separate your arms overhead. Allow the arms to come down in front of you. Keep the palms parallel to each other and let the arms come all the way down, 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 resting at the sides of your body. Separate your feet so you can stand comfortably. Close your eyes. Again, scan your entire body. If you are feeling a place that needs a bit of physical release, allow the body to move a bit. You may want to shrug the shoulders, sway a bit side to side, move the legs. The neck and head may want some release. And whether you are moving or still, bring your attention to the rhythm of your breathing. Find your next inhalation. Follow it into the body. Where does it stop now? hold there. And as you are ready, allow a full release of tensions from that part of your body. Continue for several more rounds, using breath and attention to calm the mind, to bring yourself back to stillness, evenness of mind. After this exhalation, bring attention back to the eyebrow center. Become familiar with this state of consciousness. And gently opening your eyes, separate your feet slightly as we continue with standing squat. Utkatasana. Allow your feet once again to be the width of your hip joints so that your hip joints, knees, and ankles are in a straight line to give your body the best support. Make sure your toes are straight ahead, even if they're turned out a little bit. It turns the knees out. Don't do that to your body. Let the arms rest at your sides. Press down into your feet. Feel the energy extending up and out the crown of your head. And as you find your next inhalation, inhale your arms up in front of you until they're shoulder height. Fingers are together, energy coming out your fingertips. And as you exhale, relax the shoulders. Imagine your arms are resting on something to support them. As you inhale this time, inhale up through the body. Shift your weight back into your heels. Keep your feet flat on the mat. Bend your knees. Sit straight down. Don't come forward yet. Just drop the tailbone straight down. Come down as far as you can. Maintain that space between your knees. And if it is available to you to go down further today, you can lean forward a little bit, lift the chest, keep the weight back towards the heels, and drop the tailbone more. Wonderful. Feel the energy, the sensation moving up through your legs, strengthening. Lift the chest, arms extended in front of you. Palms are down, palms are down. Close your eyes. And when it is time for you to release the pose, shift the weight towards the balls of your feet and slowly inhale up. Keep the eyes closed. Listen to your body. And if you've released out of the pose, let the arms come slowly back down, resting the arms at the sides of your body. Eyes are still closed. Scan the body as before. Notice if it is asking for any physical release. And if so, do not hesitate. You may want to shrug the shoulders, sway a bit side to side, move the legs. These are just suggestions. Listen to your body. Listen to you, the reason you came to yoga. Notice the rhythm of your breathing. And as you find your next inhalation, breathe in one-third of the way. And now two-thirds. And now fill the lungs almost all the way. Leave a little space at the top. It's better for the heart. And when you exhale, release the top, the middle, the bottom of the lungs. Good. Continue for one more breath in this manner. Concentrate, focus on you, just you. And after this exhalation, bring attention back to the place between the eyebrows, home of the mind. Recall the intention you set with your mind to get every benefit you could. Wonderful. And now, gently opening the eyes, You should still be at the front of your mat. Good. And now take a quarter turn to your right so that you are using the length of your mat to extend your legs out on the mat. Good. Let's work with some alignments before we continue. Inhale, bring your arms out to the side so you are in star position. Arms extended out to the sides. Point your fingers down towards your feet. And if your feet are just below your fingertips, your feet are in the perfect alignment for your body. Toes straight ahead. If that is causing discomfort for you or pain, move your feet closer together, but work towards that alignment. And now release your hands. Let them rest at your sides as we prepare for warrior angle. As you find your next inhalation, allow the arms to return to five-pointed star as you release them out, inhaling. And as you exhale, take a quarter turn with your left foot. So you are facing good. Good. Look over your left fingertips. Turn your back foot in, and before we continue, look at the front heel and make sure it is centered above your back arch. Inhale, lengthen up through your torso. And as you exhale, bend the front knee. You're looking over the left fingertips. Good. Wonderful. Knee is above the ankle. Preparing for warrior angle now. Bending the left elbow. Place the inside of the forearm or the lower arm just above the knee. Use the elbow to move the knee into a straight line above the ankle. Good. And now, try this variation. Sweep the back arm down in front of your body and up next to your ear. You can lift the arm straight up if you wish. The variation in front of the body gives the shoulder muscle a little more release. It's easier for the shoulder to relax that way. Bring the left hip and the right hip and shoulder back a bit, squaring the hips. Wonderful. And now, prepare to release. Inhaling, allow the arms to move you back to warrior two, a clear warrior two. Press into the front foot. Come back up. You're back in star position. Close your eyes for a moment. If you wish to release the arms, to let them rest, allow that to happen. Otherwise, keep them extended. And now inhale. Bring the arms back up. And as you exhale, take a quarter turn to the right with your right foot. You're looking over the right fingertips. Align the right heel with the back foot by turning the back foot in a little bit. Right heel is centered above the back arch. Be precise in your alignments to get every benefit. Inhale, lengthen up the spine. And as you exhale, bend the right knee. Check to make sure that your right knee is above your right ankle. Bending the right elbow now, placing the forearm above the knee. Make sure you're not leaning, little to no pressure. And now your choice. Either lift the back arm straight up or sweep it down in front of you and bring it up next to your ear. Bringing the left hip and the left shoulder back. Press down into the back foot. Press into the front foot. Feel those lines of energy moving up into your body. Wonderful. Stay longer if you wish. If you are ready to come out, release on an inhalation back into warrior two. Look over the fingertips. Pressing into the front foot. Inhale, come back up into star position. Wonderful. And now release your arms. Let them rest at your sides. Close your eyes. Bring the mind's attention to the rhythm of your breathing. That's all the mind needs to do. Follow the breath in and out. Feel the fresh energy riding in on the breath. feel the toxins leaving your body. Stay connected. And after this exhalation, bring attention back to the eyebrow center. Let the arms rest at your sides. Good. Wonderful. Bring a portion of the stillness with you. Good. As we continue with wide-angled forward bend, I will ask you today to place your hands on your hip creases, not the waist, not the hips, the hip creases where your legs join your torso. Pressing into the hip creases gives a nice full extension forward, which is the purpose of this pose. Press down into both feet. Extend up and out the crown of your head. Inhale, lengthen up through the body. Breathe in, fill the body. And as you exhale, press into the hip creases and bring your torso just parallel to the floor. Do not go further down than parallel to the floor for now. Relax the neck and head. If you are supporting your lower back today, release the hands and place them on your thighs. Gentle pressure on the thighs will help release tension in the back. If you are not supporting the back today, just release the hands in front of you. And now inhale, lengthen up the spine, extend the spine forward. Continue down if it's appropriate for you. This is not appropriate for those of us with osteoporosis and osteopenia. Keep a flat back. Otherwise, continue at your own pace, following breath up the spine, extending, and only coming down if it's right for you. Touching the floor in front of you or sliding your hands down the backs of your legs, whichever you wish. Neck and head relaxed, breath steady and slow. Good. One more breath. If you feel dizzy at any time, please allow the body to come up. And now, releasing the hands, allow them to hang in front of you. Again, keep the palms on the thighs if you're supporting your lower back. That may help you coming up as well. Otherwise, just let the arms hang. On an inhalation, slowly begin to straighten back up. Feel your vertebrae stacking. Come up slowly. And as you exhale, allow the feet to come towards each other, your body to return to the front of the room. Close your eyes. Allow the energy to settle. Notice the rhythm of your breathing. Notice the rhythm of your thinking. In just a moment, we're going to move to a balance practice or two. Balance poses give wonderful stretches for the body. Get every benefit and allow your body to move into the balance that is best for it today. Stay at ease as you allow your eyes to open and your feet to come together. In preparation for dancing Shiva, allow the big toes to touch if you can. The exact alignment is a straight line between your second and third toes. You may find your heels separated just a bit. Shift your weight into your right foot. Look softly straight ahead. As you inhale, allow your right arm to begin to make a straight line up in front of you. The fingers are together. The palm is in. The arm is moving up as close to the ear as possible. Keep the chin lifted. Good. And now turn your left palm open And give yourself a little rotation here, just back and forth. Turn the hand in and out. Can you feel the stretch in your wrist, elbow, and shoulder joint? Bring your thumb to the outside. Keep the fingers together. And now allow the left arm to come back as far as it will go. Thumb on the outside. Shift your weight even more into the right leg. Feel that extension from the right leg, that energy extension, up the right side of the body, out your right fingertips. Come up on the ball of your right foot. Give your right arch a nice stretch. Slide the right knee back. Slide the left knee back. The left knee is touching the right. You're on the toes. Keep the left knee touching the right. This may be your pose today. If you don't feel steady, hold here. If you're continuing, bend at the knee and look how the hand is waiting to hold the inside of your left ankle. Hold the inside. You're activating the left shoulder blade. Stop here if you don't feel steady. If you're going further, press the ankle into the palm. Allow that press to extend you back first. Don't come forward yet. Come back as far as you can. Feel the stretch in the lower back. And now counterbalance by coming forward, turning the front palm down. You're looking over the front fingertips. Come into the pose as best you can today. Make sure you're not holding your breath. And if you are ready to come out, inhale back up and release the leg, release the hands. Let the energy settle. Focus the mind on the breath. Stay attentive. Don't let the mind take you away. Breath in, breath out, just the breath. Let the arms relax at your sides. And gently opening your eyes. Preparing for the other side, allow your feet to come together once again. Big toes touching or as close together as you can. Press down into both feet, energy extending up and out the crown of your head. Find something to look at that doesn't move. And as you inhale, allow the left arm to begin to make a straight, steady, conscious line up. And up and up so it's next to or near your ear. Turn the right palm open. Give the joints in your right arm a stretch if you wish. Back and forth, back and forth. And then with the thumb on the outside, thumb on the outside, bring the right arm back as far as it will go. Can you feel the right shoulder blade opening? Keep that opening throughout the practice. Weight is in the right leg now. Left leg. Come up on the ball of the right foot. Give your right arch a nice stretch. Slide the right knee back. Both the knees are touching. That squares the hips. Good, good. And now bending at the knee, if you're going further, hold the inside of the ankle. Inside, press, or the foot. Press the ankle or foot into the palm. And extend back first if you're going into the full extension. Don't come forward yet. And now counterbalance by coming forward, turning the front palm down, looking over the fingertips. Wonderful, wonderful. One more breath. Make sure you're not holding your breath. And if you are ready to come out of the pose, inhale back up. And as you exhale, release the leg, release the arms, close your eyes. Notice the rhythm of your breathing. Notice the rhythm of your thinking. Wonderful. Be at ease with whatever your body can do. It's trying as hard as it can. Rest at the eyebrow center for a moment. And opening your eyes now, please bring your feet back together. We will continue with tree pose, which is a lovely opening for the hips. Stand tall. Press down into both feet. Extend up and out the crown of your head. Gaze softly straight ahead. Take a turn to the right with your right foot as much as your right hip allows. Feel that opening in your right hip. Bring your weight to your left leg. Come up on the ball of your right foot and place your right heel above your left ankle. Allow a little swaying here. Wonderful. Good. If you feel steady, all the weight now in the left leg. Feel the extension up the left side of the body. Lift the right knee if you feel steady enough, placing the outside of the ankle over the front of the left thigh, or bringing the right foot anywhere along the inside of the left leg, or just leaving the toes on the floor. You'll have another opportunity. Once the leg or foot is settled, bring your hands in front of your chest. As you inhale, allow the hands to come up and up and up, a straight line up the center of the body, palms pressing together overhead. If your toes are still on the floor now, you can experiment with lifting and placing the foot, or just rolling to the tippy toes. Give yourself the best practice. Arms overhead, chest opening. One more breath. On your next breath, pressing the palms together, release the hands back down until they are chest height, and let the arms release at your side. Release the leg last, keeping the hip open as long as possible. Allow your weight to settle back on the mat. If you need a bit of movement, allow that to happen as well. Occupy the mind with what the body is feeling. Feel your feet on the mat. Notice the rhythm of your breathing. Let your arms rest at your sides. Be at ease with whatever your body can do. This is not a test. It's just a practice. Gently opening your eyes. Feet are back together once again. Press down into both feet, energy moving up and out the top of your head. Take a turn now to the left with your left foot. Give your left hip as much opening as you can. The foot is still flat on the floor. Don't rush through. Enjoy every alignment. And now come up on the ball of the left foot. Place the left heel above the right ankle and allow some swaying here to open the hip. Give your body this release. Why wouldn't you? Be kind to your body. And then bring yourself to stillness. Make sure you are looking straight ahead and not over the knee. And if you wish to go further now, lift the left knee, placing the outside of the left ankle as high as possible on the right thigh, or placing the left foot on the inside of the right leg, or just leave your toes on the floor for now. When you're ready, bring your hands in front of your chest, palms lightly touching. Don't miss this part of the pose. If the leg isn't working, just leave the toes on the floor for now. Inhale, bring the hands up a center line of the body. Gentle pressure on your palms is sending energy to your elbow joints. The arms are overhead. And now if your toes are still on the floor, experiment with lifting and placing the foot. Breath steady, don't hold your breath. One more breath. Keep the leg or foot where it is now. Press gently into the palms. Let the hands come back down into prayer position in front of your chest. Release your hands, release your leg. Close your eyes. Focus on the body. What are you feeling physically in the body? Allow the body to move if it wishes. Stay focused on you. Eyes are closed. Feel your feet on the mat. Feel your arms hanging from the shoulders. notice the rhythm of your breathing. And now move attention to the place between your eyebrows. There's a pretty good chance that you're hearing conversation. Do not stop the mind. Just notice what the mind is saying. Notice how the mind talks to you. And consider for future reference who or what is noticing. Gently allowing the eyes to open, begin to fold forward and down as you place your hands in front of you, bending the knees, moving into a squat position if your body allows, and coming down onto your knees now. Flatten the tops of your feet, sit back on your heels. If Vajrasana, this pose, is not comfortable for your body, if you're not feeling at ease, if you're feeling pain, please bring your legs in front of you so that the body can be at ease. Yoga is not about torturing your body. Eyes are closed. Scan your body. Check once again to make sure the stomach is relaxed, chest is lifted, shoulders back and down, chin parallel to the floor. Make sure you're not holding any tension in the face. Rest at the place between the eyebrows. Recall your intention to get every benefit you can. Body, mind, heart. And gently allowing your eyes to open, extend your arms in front of you, your legs behind you, so you are lying down on your mat. If you are wearing glasses, this is the time to take them off, preparing for cobra pose. Follow every alignment to get all the benefits. The tops of your feet are on the mat. Big toes are touching. Slide your hands alongside the body so your fingertips are lined up with your shoulders, moving the hands back so that the elbows are up in the air. Bring your forehead to the mat. Spread your fingers. Give your hands a bonus stretch. Wonderful. And now press down into the tops of the feet. Press the hips, the pelvic area into the mat. And leading with your chin, without pressing into your hands, just lift your head. Don't press into your hands. Resist the urge. Good. Now, press into the palms just enough to come up to your navel. You're looking straight ahead. The head is in line with the spine. Close your eyes. Feel the press points. Pelvic area, the feet, the hands. When you are ready, allow the forehead to return back down to the mat. And if you have come out of the pose, allow the elbows to straighten, relax the arms at your sides, turn your head to one side, and be still. Allow the energies you have released to flow freely through your body. Preparing now for half locust. Please return your chin to the mat. If this is causing problems with your neck, move the alignment up a little bit towards the mouth. Back up maybe towards the forehead a bit. The vertebrae in the back of the neck are very delicate. Bring the arms next to the body. Turn your palms down so your little fingers are closest to your body. Lift your right hip up and slide your right arm, the length of your arm, under the body. Do the same thing on the other side so you can feel your hips balanced on your forearms. Again, if this is causing pain in the arms, the wrists, the hands, leave the arms next to the body, but feel the hips resting squarely on the mat. That is the purpose of this alignment. Press down into the top of your left foot now. Engage your buttock and inner thigh muscles. And as you find an inhalation, coordinate with your breath. Inhale and lift the right leg up into the air, but not the right hip. Keep both hips balanced on your arms or on the mat. Breathe down the right side of your throat, chest, hip, out the right leg, out the right toes. Wonderful, wonderful. And if you are ready, slowly release the leg back down. Relax both legs. If your right leg feels a bit longer than your left, you have released some tension, right hip. Continuing with the other side now, press down into the top of the right foot. Engage your buttock and inner thigh muscles, and as you find an inhalation, lift the left leg up. The knee is straight, but not locked. Breathe down the left side of your throat, chest, hip, out the left leg and toes. Good. And when you are ready, allow the leg to slowly come down. Get as much benefit as you can. And if you have released out of the pose, release the arms. Bring them overhead, clasping the fingers if you wish. Bring your forehead to the mat. Stretch overhead. Help those cervical vertebrae to release some tension. And then turn your head the other way from last time, giving your neck a stretch on the other side. And just be still once again. Evenness of mind. Feel what it's like to have the energies be in balance. Continuing now, we move on to the boat, Navasana. Sweep your arms down alongside your body. The palms are down, little fingers nearest to the body. And now move your arms slightly away from the body, about a 45-degree angle. Return your forehead to the mat. Separate your feet slightly, just 1 inch, itty-bitty. Forehead is on the mat. Forehead is on the mat. Engage your buttock and inner thigh muscles. As you find an inhalation, simultaneously lift your legs, your arms, your head in a line with the spine. Look up. Look up. Good. Feel the energy coming out the fingertips, out the toes, out the top of your head. Close your eyes once again. Palms are down. And when you are ready, allow the release. Legs, arms, forehead returning to the mat. Good. Turn your head any way you wish. Allow the arms to rest in whatever manner feels right for you. Notice how still everything is. Inner focus. Concentration. Bring that with you now as you place your palms on the mat near your shoulders. Return your forehead to the mat. Press into your palms. Allow your body to move up into table position, preparing to move directly into child pose. Allow your hips and heels to move towards each other. Sliding your arms alongside the body, turning your palms open. Turn the palms open to engage the shoulder blades, opening them as well. If you are finding that your hips and heels are not touching each other, try this alignment. Make gentle fists with your hands, stack one on top of the other, and move the hands just below the forehead on your mat. That may help give you a little more opening. Follow the breath up and down the back of the body. Breath steady. Mind at ease. One more breath. And now placing the palms on the mat near your knees, gently allow the torso to straighten up, inhaling back up. Sitting in Vajrasana, if this is not available for you, comfortable for you, just slip your hips to one side. Close your eyes. Feel the stillness, the evenness of mind. And again, take note, what is noticing that? Gently allowing the eyes to open. We will continue with your version of camel pose today. Please come up onto your knees, separating the knees about the width of your hip joints. Good. Press down into your knees, extend up and out the crown of your head, and now bring your hands behind your body to firmly support the lower back. You're covering your kidneys. The fingers are together. They're pointed down towards the mat. Bring your elbows towards each other. Lift the chest. Look straight ahead. Do not drop your head. Look straight ahead. Look straight ahead. Engage your buttock and inner thigh muscles. Allow the hips to come forward. Elbows towards each other. Hips to come forward. Elbows towards each other. Hips to come forward. Elbows towards each other. This may be your pose today. Take note of the opening in the front of the body. This is the point of the pose. You don't want to lose this. In just a moment, I'm going to invite those of you who are feeling really flexible today to release your hands to your heels. You may want to come up on your toes now. And if it's available to you, release the hands to the heels. If it is comfortable for your body, inhale, lengthen up. And lift the chin, releasing the head back and down. Wherever you are in the pose, take long, slow breaths. Feel the openings front and back of the body. Remain in the pose longer if you wish. If you are ready to come out, place the hands back, firmly supporting the spine. Inhale up, lifting the head. And as you exhale, release back down. Sitting in Vajrasana once again, or bringing your hips to one side if that is more comfortable for your body. Feel the effect of this powerful pose. Move in. Scan your entire body. Notice how still your breath is. When the breath is quiet, the mind is quiet. We will do a counter pose now to bend the spine the other way, moving into seated yoga mudra. Allow your hands to come behind your body. Clasp your fingers. Press your palms together. Sit tall. Lift the chest, chin parallel to the floor. As you inhale, straighten the elbows. Bring the shoulder blades towards each other, and as you exhale, remain seated on the heels, bringing the forehead forward and down, lifting the arms up off the body to your capacity. As you inhale, lift the palms up. As you exhale, bring them forward and down as your body allows. Only to your capacity. Inhaling, exhaling. Good. One more breath. And now on your next inhalation, allow the arms to release as you bring the body back up. Inhaling back up. Wonderful. And as you exhale, slip your hips to one side and bring your legs in front of you. Sitting tall on your mat. Close your eyes. Preparing now for seated forward bend. Opening the eyes, take note of your toes. This is not about touching your toes. It's about extending, lengthening the spine. If you're feeling a little hunched over today, you may wish to roll the back of your mat or sit on the edge of a cushion to help the hips extend forward just a bit more. Place your palms on your thighs. Inhale. Lengthen up through the body. Lift the chest. Lean back just a little bit. As you exhale, slide the hands forward and down. Relax the neck and head. Wonderful. Remain here. Knees are straight. Bend and straighten the knees a little bit. Rock a little bit side to side. Walk the fingers a little bit towards the feet. Good. Wonderful. Focus at the tip of your tailbone. Inhale, lengthen up your spine. See if you get a little more release. Neck and head relaxed. Keep the knees straight. On your next inhalation, prepare to release out of the pose. And as you inhale, lift the arms up in front of you. The palms are facing each other. Lift the arms, lift the arms, lift the arms. Straighten the body back up. Lift the chest. And as you exhale, slowly release the arms back down. Relaxing for a moment. Bring the mind's attention into the body. If you find a place in there that needs a bit more care, inhale around that place. And as you exhale, go right into the center of it. If everything appears to be in order, follow breath up and down your spine. From the tip of the tailbone up to the top of your head, focus and concentrate. Releasing the practice you have chosen, rest once again at the place between the eyebrows and bring a portion of the stillness with you as you open your eyes. In preparation for seated spinal twist, there will be modifications offered for those of us that have lower back issues and disc problems. Remember, you are moving skillfully for your body. Please do not force or strain, but do try to find your edge so you can begin to release any tightness in there that may be holding energy from moving freely through your body. Bring your right heel in towards your body. Bring the right foot over the left thigh. Hug the right knee with the inside of the left elbow. Place your right hand to your left wrist. Draw your right thigh in so it is touching the right side of your stomach, your abdomen, your chest. Look straight ahead. Look straight ahead. This is your pose. If you have disc problems, lower back injuries, please do not go any further. If you are continuing, extend your right arm in front of you. Look at your fingertips. As you find an inhalation, move the right arm to the right side, following with your gaze, moving until you begin to find strong discomfort. Do not move into pain. When you find your edge, place the heel of your hand in to touch your body. It may be at the hip, it may be at the right buttock, it may be at the center of your spine. Move to the alignment that is best for you, fingers away from the body, looking over the right shoulder. Sit tall. Inhale, press down into your palm, straighten the elbow. As you exhale, bring the right shoulder back a bit more if your body allows. Wonderful. Again, inhale, press down into the palm. As you exhale, see if the right shoulder will come back just a bit more. One more breath in this manner. And on your next inhalation, release your hand out behind you or off to the side. Look at the fingertips as you slowly bring the hand back around, releasing the right leg. Close your eyes for a moment. Focus inside. See if you feel a difference, right side, left side. Become familiar with the energies in your body. And opening your eyes, preparing for the other side, bending the left knee now. Bring the left foot over the right thigh. Hug the left knee with the inside of the right elbow. Left hand to right wrist. Draw that left thigh in towards your body, touching your torso. Sit tall. Lift the chest. Look straight ahead. Remaining here, if that's appropriate for you. One side may be different than the other. Extend the left arm now if you're going further. Look at the fingertips. And on an inhalation, follow the hand with your gaze, coming as far around as is appropriate for you on this side, placing the heel of the hand in towards or touching your body. Straighten the elbow. Look over the left shoulder. As you inhale, press down into the palm. You're sending energy up the left arm into the left shoulder. As you exhale, see if the shoulder will come back a bit more. Looking over the shoulder. Pay attention to you, the reason you came. Continue for several more breaths in this manner, giving yourself maximum benefit on this side. And on your next inhalation, release the hand out into the air and slowly allow it to come around. Keep your palm the same distance from the floor all the way around. Yoga is a conscious practice. Releasing the left leg, release the hand. Bring the soles of your feet to the mat. Bending your knees, scoot your hips forward, lie down on your mat. This will feel good. Allow any stretches here that help your body release tension. You may want to hug your knees, sway a bit side to side, roll a little. Listen to your body. The wisdom of the body. Allow allowing yourself to be still now, please return your feet to the mat. The arms are next to the body. Elbows are straight. Palms are down. Separate your feet about the width of your hips, your hip joints. Toes straight ahead. In preparation for bridge pose, arms are next to the body. Elbows straight. Palms are down. Press into your feet, lift your hips up halfway into the air, making room under your body so you can move both arms, the length of both arms under your body. Clasp your fingers, press your palms together, rock and walk your shoulders towards your heels. And before we go any further, check your alignments to make sure that your knees and ankles are in a straight line. Knees and ankles in a straight line to give your body the firmest support. Wonderful. Engage your buttock and inner thigh muscles. As you inhale, press down into both feet. Press into the length of your arms, the back of your head. Lift your hips up as high as they will go. And as you exhale, release just 1 inch, just itty bitty. Inhale. Pressing into the palms, the arms, the back of the head, energy points. As you exhale, release just a little bit. And now continue on your own, following your own natural rhythm. Feel the press points. Feel the energetic openings, front and back of the body. And on this inhalation, come up as high as you can. Hold, hold, and now release the arms so they're not under your body. Slowly unwind the top, the middle, the bottom of your spine. And when you're back down on the mat, draw your knees into your chest. Hug just below the front of your knees and allow spinal rocking to release tension in your spine. Inhaling back and exhaling forward and up, massaging the length of your spine. You may want to also rock a bit side to side. Whatever feels right for you is perfect. As you come to completion, place your feet back on the mat. Your knees are still bent. Your arms are next to the body, elbows straight, palms are down. Preparing for your version of half shoulder stand today. If it is not appropriate for you to lift your hips into the air today, you will just be lifting your legs and giving your legs whatever stretches feel right for you, perhaps bicycling, scissor kicking, etc. The feet are on the mat. The knees are bent. Arms are next to the body. Bring your knees into your chest. That's all you need to do. Bring your knees into your chest. From this alignment, if you are not lifting your hips, lift your legs and move into the leg stretches. If you are going further, press into your palms, lifting your hips into the air, placing your hands at the base of the spine, fingertips towards the ceiling. Walk your elbows in towards each other so they are shoulder width apart. Your knees are still bent. They are in towards your forehead. And now, straighten your knees so that your toes are directly above your forehead. Feel the energy points, the arms getting strengthened. Wonderful. Breathe fully into the pose. Breath steady and slow. One more breath, staying longer if you wish. If you are ready to come out of the pose, bend your knees, bring them back toward your forehead. Bring the weight into your shoulders, release your hands. The arms are palms down on the mat. And now slowly unwind your spine. Wonderful. As you come back down onto the mat, prepare to move into Pavana Muktasana as you once again allow the knees to come into your chest. Clasp your right hand below, just below the right knee, your left hand just below the front of the left knee. Hands are at the front, just below the front of the knees, drawing the thighs back in to the stomach, the abdomen. As you inhale, draw the thighs in a little more. And as you exhale, release your shoulders down to the mat. Place one hand on either knee. Instead of clasping the elbows or the forearms, try placing one hand on each knee so that the shoulders can get maximum release. One more breath in this manner. And then return your feet to the mat and extend your arms out to the sides in T position or maybe cactus position, whatever's best for you today. Preparing for Supta Matsyendrasana. The knees are bent. The feet are on the mat. Press down into both feet. Lift your hips up a bit. Move them 5 inches to the right. Lower your hips down. Good. Extend the left leg on the mat. It should be slightly off center because you've moved your hips 5 inches to the right. Place the sole of the left foot on top of the sole of the right foot on top of the left leg. If you're on the knee joint, please do not press. Try to move to the thigh. And place the left hand on the right knee. Turn to look at your right hand. Turn the right palm open. That opens the shoulder blade as well. And now keep both shoulders on the mat and draw the knee down just as far as it will go. Wonderful. Adding a breath pattern now. Inhale, looking to the right. Can you see the lines in your hand? Exhale, let the knee come down a bit, gently assisting. Continue for several more breaths, inhaling, just looking. Exhaling, releasing. You may want to rock the knee just a bit. On your next inhalation, slowly bring the knee back up. Placing the soles of both feet back on the mat. Straighten your body on the mat for the other side. Knees are bent once again. Feet are on the mat. Arms are extended out to the sides. Press down into both feet. Lift the hips up just a bit. Move them 5 inches to your left. Extend your right leg on the mat. Place the sole of the left foot on the right leg again. Be mindful if you're near the knee joint. Place the right hand on the left knee. Turn to look at your left hand. Keep both shoulders on the mat. Assist the knee down towards your right. And now add a breath pattern. Inhale, looking at the hand. Exhale, gently assisting as you release. Gently down. Continue for several more breaths. And on your next inhalation, allow the knee to come back up. And release the pose, centering your body on the mat. Allow the legs to straighten. As you move into Shavasana, arms resting at your sides, feet separated slightly. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and let go completely. Allow every part of your body to let go. Your toes, feet, legs, lower back, fingers, hands, arms, shoulders, neck and face. Breathe, relax, and let go even deeper. Let your whole body melt into the floor. Release any holding anywhere at all. Merge into the ocean of energy. Let go of the boundaries of the body. Pay attention to the energy released in your body through this sequence. Let it penetrate all holdings, physical, mental, emotional, on every level. Enter into a deeper, integrated state of being, where you feel completely content and at peace with your life as it is and with yourself as you are. Here the deepest level of healing occurs spontaneously as you let go of all the controls and holding. Prana functions optimally to carry out this healing. It brings your body into the deepest state of balance and relaxation. Begin to bring attention back to your breath. Allowing small movements in the body. Slowly awakening the body in whatever way feels right for you. Rolling over to one side. And bringing yourself up. Once again, seated comfortably on your mat. The stillness of Shavasana is just a step on the way. Connect with the rhythm of your breathing. And as you inhale, fill the bottom, the middle, the top of your lungs. And as you exhale, release top, middle, bottom. Continue this practice, following your own natural rhythm. after this exhalation. Release even this. Allow your hands to move in front of your chest, palms lightly touching. We will seal our time together with the sound of Om. Feel its vibratory impact.